The title of this morning's homily is Compassion. And it's one of those homilies, I hope it's a frequent, it's one of those homilies where the priest is mainly preaching to himself. You're allowed to eavesdrop and listen to but this is a dialogue with myself. Within 2 hours of deciding that I needed to preach about compassion, guess what? Somebody showed up. And it was a challenge to actually have compassion. Somebody who I had failed to have. So watch out if you preach and make a testimony of yourself. Today's gospel, we hear the story of the centurion who had compassion on his servant. And on Jesus who had compassion on the servant and the centurion both. Our Sunday services start with compassion when the priests are getting ready to vest and the deacons in the morning. There's a prayer where they say, "But look down upon us even now, as thou art compassion. Deliver us from our enemies, for thou art our God." And then the very next prayer after that is to the Theotokos, "Open unto us the door of thy compassion, O blessed Theotokos." And on through Orthodox, through the divine liturgy, compassion is echoed over and over and over again. God's compassion towards. What does compassion mean? I think it means caring about the sufferings of others and entering into them or having a rapport with them in a meaningful way. Judging from all the references in the New Testament letters by St. Paul and others, the churches in the original God of time of the New Testament had as much trouble with compassion as you and I did. 2 Corinthians 1:3. Remember Corinth was a church where people quarreled with each other and judged each other and a lot of unpleasant stuff. Praise be to God, the Father of compassion, and the God of all hope. Ephesians 4:32, be kind and compassionate, forgiving each other as God forgave you. Philippians 2:1, therefore, if you have any encouragement and any people from being united in Christ, have compassion on others. Colossians 3:12. Clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, and humility toward each other. The Apostle James, have compassion on others, for our God is full of compassion. How do we know he is full of compassion, besides the fact that the apostles tell us that? Because we have been so filled. We have absolutely been drenched in compassion. I hope I never dry out. But it's not for me to keep for myself. It's for me to pass on to others. St. Nilus of Sinai always strive to be civil, kind, and compassionate. The elder Thaddeus of Serbia, the author of that book, Our Plots Determine Our Lives. Love sacrifice. Love sacrifices itself compassionately for the neighbor. Why don't we do it? Or pointedly, since I'm reaching myself, why don't I have compassion consistently? Maybe that I'm preoccupied with myself. Maybe that the gospel hasn't really seeped down. I mean, it's soaked on the outside, but it may not have seeped down into the cracks and crevices of my heart. We live in a very judgmental world, and maybe we are being shaped more by the internet wars, the opinion wars, the culture wars that we're exposed to so often, and forget to have compassion on people who disagree with us, who are different from us, who don't understand us, or who we don't understand. Maybe we lack compassion for a lot of crazy people in Santa Cruz and other places, and a lot of very sick people. People with medical problems, and mental problems are mostly beyond what we can be compassionate about. We can say a prayer, perhaps offer a little something, but for the most part, their problems are much bigger than we can reach. So maybe we get a little bit of a pass for not being compassionate on some of them. But the truth about me is that I don't have compassion on people who trigger me, who have some sort of issue in the world that touches what is incomplete, unhealed, unsanctified, and and unresolved in me. And so when somebody like that comes along, that person challenges me more than I'm able to respond. That's a laziness, old age, and perhaps excuses. God of compassion, He invites us to join in showing compassion for all. I think the Buddhists are attractive to a Christian age in which compassion has been forgotten or has been reduced to some very narrow terms. Because they say, we must have compassion for all and on all beings. And that's really something they might borrow from Scripture, because that is what Scripture teaches, that's what Christ exemplified, that's what you and I are called. Compassion. May God be gracious to us. May we show compassion, starting with those closest to us, even in the moments where they trigger something that needs to be healed in us. And as we have compassion on them in those moments, let it help us to heal. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.